It's our business of the day, and we find ourselves at Thompson Auto Repair today, just south of Manchester, north of Ryan. Dan Thompson here. What inspired you to open up your own repair shop?
Well, I had a lot of experience at the big shop in Cedar Rapids, and after years and years, wanted to be closer to home for the family. Had an opportunity to work in Manchester, and then kind of saw a different aspect and decided to give it a shot on my own.
You're a father of three little ones, by the way. So do they come in and hang out with Dad every once in a while?
Oh, yeah. My son likes to think he's a service advisor and can tell you about what your car needs and everything else.
So he has been able to sell some extra services to the folks in?
He tries.
Well, with all of the years of experience that you have in repair, you also got to see how other entities ran their shops. You had the opportunity to make it Dan's way. What is your way?
Our biggest thing is quality, and that's what we strive for, is the quality of the repair and the value of the repair. Making sure that it's fixed right first time, that you don't have any issues down the road.
In the digital era, it's been one of those wonderful tools that they look, because as we're moving on in technology on automotive, it's not as simple as, hey, I can just take out the carburetor or starter. There's a lot of technical side of things. Talk about how you stay current in those trends.
There's a lot of training centers, a lot of vendors put on training. That way we can keep up to date with the current technology. There's seminars, big ones in like Kansas City had one. Like some of the big ones are SEMA. I'm also part of the Midwest Auto Care Alliance. That's a group of us that we all try to abstain for training to help keep us and our staff trained on the newest technologies and upcoming technologies even.
When folks come to you, I mean, because as a mechanic with as many years that you've had, I'm sure the people trust you in making maybe car purchasing decisions. Have they ever come to you and said, what do you think of this car?
Yeah, I've had a lot of people ask questions like that. And the biggest thing is everybody makes a decent vehicle. Every manufacturer has certain areas that they're better than the other one, but nobody builds a perfect vehicle.
What's the one preventative maintenance thing that we seem to always just overlook?
I think a big one is like brakes. The brake fluid is a big example. Brake fluid absorbs moisture. So you want to get that fluid out of the system and get fresh fluid back in, so that way that moisture content doesn't hurt any of those parts, like the calipers and things like that. A lot of manufacturers suggest actually flushing the brakes every 30,000 miles.
We live in rural America. I imagine the vast majority of the vehicles that you see in and out are farm work vehicles, family vehicles. But do you see occasionally one of those that you say, oh, hello, it's a Mercedes-Benz, or hello, a fancy Corvette?
I'll work on anything and everything. I've worked on supercars at the dealership level. I worked on a Ford GT before. I've worked on Corvettes, Shelby GT500s, all the way down to a Geo Metro. With a digital world, one thing that I try to do is send pictures, documents, videos. I attach a multi-point inspection on vehicles that come in that gives you a detailed examination of what we see with your car, whether you know shocks are leaking or the brake pads are getting thin, and we send a picture of it so that way you can visually see what you're going to have to invest your money into. Just for example, I sent you a text message, and on that message, it's got a link. Now that link's going to pull you up to your invoice. And that's going to give you a detailed description of each repair, and then you can go through and select approve or deny. And after you get to the bottom, then it asks you to sign off. But that way it's a fluid transaction that you can see the exact amount and explain each item and why you need that repair.
And you know what the price right now of the new and even the used market, doing those repairs could extend the life of your vehicle when, you know, help the family budget.
Yeah, and honestly, sometimes the thing is people always look at expensive repair, let's trade the vehicle off and get a new vehicle. But sometimes your investment might be better off sticking some money back into your current vehicle because you know what you have. Just because you need a little bit of suspension work, repairing that might make the vehicle last longer and save you a car payment.
Our business of the day here on KMCH.